Anyway, and then this is the shorter version, but I read the longer version. Alleluia, come after me, I'll make you fishers of men. Which is, of course, going to be a line from this gospel as well. This comes from Matthew 4. We're going to read Luke 5. But true story, and maybe to my shame, I don't know. Years ago, almost 20 years ago, Gmail first debuted. And I was a little neophyte, Catholic Christian believer, still really big into, you know, jam bands. I was a really big Phish guy. And I thought I had the greatest email ever. And it was a fisher of men. I will make you fishers of men. But I spelled it with a P-H, A-P-H-I-S-H-E-R-O-F-M-E-N, a fisher of men. I was like, oh, that's really clever. It's a biblical allusion to building the kingdom, but it also gives a nod towards a band that I still really enjoy. And I thought I was really, you know, pretty smart. But here I am 20 years later, and I would never use that email ever again because, of course, A, phishing, P-H-I-S-H, phishing has come to mean scamming people and trying to get their information. And of course, being a fisher of men also makes you sound a little gay. So if people don't know the scriptural reference, they're like, what does that mean? A fisher of men? Like, that's really awkward. So anyway, old email addresses I don't use anymore. But I do think it's kind of funny. So anyway, and then the gospel is from Luke. When the crowd was passing on and Jesus was listening, when the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats there alongside the lakes, and the fishermen were disembarking and washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, he asked him to go out a short distance from the shore. And then he sat down, and he taught the crowds from the boat. And after he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water, lower your nets for a catch. And Simon replied, Master, we have worked hard all night, and we've caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing, and they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came, and they filled both boats, so the boats themselves were in danger of sinking. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man, echoing the words of the prophet that we read in the first reading, right? Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of the fish that they had made seized him and all those who were with him. Likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they brought the boat to shore, they left everything and they followed him. This little miracle in the midst of their day, they couldn't catch a single thing. And all of a sudden, boom, they catch the record landfall when Jesus says, go do this, and they do it. I love one of my favorite prayers, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. I feel like that's a mantra. You can have a little mantra prayer. You know, Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, is a great one. But I also love two lines here from Simon. At your command, I will, right? Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will. And that's the disposition we need to have towards Christ. And that's a disposition I, for one, struggle hard to have towards Christ. But I know that it's something I need to have, and it's something that I work on. And then when he understands, he again sees in this common miracle that Jesus performs in this moment, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. He recognizes his fallen nature. They all do. In fact, they're all so blown away at how many fish this guy just caught that they give up fishing. Like, they caught all the fish they ever need to catch for the rest of their life functionally. Now, Peter will go on and catch at least one more fish, we know, because Jesus tells him to go and catch a fish, and in its mouth there was a denarius or whatever it was to pay the temple tax. So we know that Peter caught at least one more fish. But from that point on, he was more of a fisher of men.